Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. Rollins scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Virals reaches second base with a double. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tardabul, who is chasing the ball. Batty reaches third base with a triple. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Jimenez moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jimenez moves to third. Seaborn moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Dan Pfister now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty scores. Allen moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-2 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Norm Baz now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Power reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a pop-up towards third. Charles catches it and throws to second to double up Power. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Verhaals bunts towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 3 in the game. Pascual hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Simulai picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simulai. Green scores. Power moves to third. It's 8-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Norm Bez. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Lump reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Twins. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Lump moves to third. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Bill Fisher now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Twins. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pascual hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Bill Fisher. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.